Hello Wanderers, Danny here. This is the final world-building episode for Season 4. We hope you've been enjoying it. We are, maybe for the first time, completely proud of everything that we've done this season. So if you think we did a good job too, why not leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts, or however you get this show. If it has a review function, say something nice about us. We clearly aren't doing this for the attention, but also we wouldn't mind getting some more attention. Next, I'd like to announce the game we're going to be playing this season. We're going to be playing Wander Home by J Dragon. Wander Home is a no-dice, no-masters game about talking animal people who travel the world, seeing sights and meeting people. It's pretty much this season as a game. It's on Kickstarter right now, so be sure to check it out. Now, let's get on with the show.
This is Pod of Wonder, a podcast where we craft a world using random Wikipedia articles and then play a game in that world. This season, we're going on a wholesome road trip with talking animals.
All right. Yeah, just rolling right back into it.
So you missed some barely remembered nonsense.
Nice. Good. Glad that I don't need to be more caught up than I already am.
You're caught up in your heart.
Words are hard.
Words are hard.
Oh, I was feeling blah this morning, and now I'm back at it. This is good. Thank y'all.
Nice. It's because we are a very entertaining bunch? Question mark.
Our delirium works well together.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any human people updates? Haven't done one of those in a while.
We're in the process of house hunting.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah,
house hunting, tiny house hunting, or international house hunting.
Only one of those is really feasible right now in South Philadelphia. I mean, technically two. Some of them are kind of tiny houses, but trying to avoid those. Want a little bit of space.
Anything can be a tiny house if you really believe in yourself.
Yeah. Just kind of like fence yourself in, say, yeah, we don't use that half of the house. We just don't need it.
Yeah, exactly.
We surrendered that to the cats.
Mm-hmm. As it should be.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. So not to bring cats back into it, but
cats are always a part of this podcast.
Yeah. Well,
one way or another.
Cats the animal.
Stop eating paper. Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Not cats the animal. Cats the monstrosity that I think is responsible for the state of the world now. But I realize there's a phenomenon where if people have seen it and they realize they've seen it, it immediately drives away anyone else they're around. Started talking with someone about cats last night at an outdoor thing. His wife and my fiance just yeeted themselves from the conversation the second we both started like just losing our goddamn minds. So just a reminder, go see cats and
alienate everyone around you.
Exactly. If you want fewer people around you, watch cats and then talk about it. How are y'all doing?
At this moment, I am recovering from being lightly hungover from last night. But Morpheus is trying to bite my hand in retaliation for not letting him eat paper.
Oh, how dare.
Oh, rude. Oh my God, you're such an asshole.
Listen, I'm a bite a thing, and it's either going to be paper or your hand. Your choice.
Yeah. Morpheus. Okay, I need to go upstairs and get the twine so I can distract him. So, one moment.
Yeah. I can vamp.
Yes, Danny, human updates?
Yeah, this, it is not very impressive update, but with the context that the liquor stores around me have been closed since March, I went hunting for some face paint yesterday. I didn't find one at the Target I went to, but in that same shopping center was an open liquor store that you could just go in and walk around in. And I did, and bought like $100 worth of booze.
That's got to be satisfying.
Yeah,
the moment the stockpile is replenished.
Yeah,
nice. What's the face paint for though?
We were doing an online LARP about cyberpunk fae royalty having a party to marry and or murder each other.
Oh, nice.
And everybody decided to get kind of dressed up and get really weird looking at home in front of a webcam.
Oh, that's really rad.
It was a really fun time, though. I enjoyed having makeup.
Yay, finding excuses to put any effort into your appearance.
Seriously, mm-hmm. It's like, oh my god, I have barely been wearing makeup at all, or like I have worn makeup like 3 times since all this began, and it's so funny because now I'm getting used to not wearing it and I like it, but it was very enjoyable to actually have an excuse to be really dramatic with it.
From no makeup to all of the makeup.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. See, you all the excuse of staying up LARP drinking. I was just drinking in front of the TV till midnight. Watching The Nice Guy starring Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe, which is not about incels or anyone with fedoras.
No?
It's actually a fun.
Interesting.
It's a name. Suggests otherwise.
Yeah, no one says m'lady. no one tries to make a devil's advocate argument.
Wow.
But it is a lot of fun. It's on Amazon. I'd recommend it.
Nice.
So we don't have to necessarily roll for it. We're doing a capital city. Should we do our rolling?
Yeah, let's make it official. Pot of Wonder, season 4, episode 6.
Yes.
Those are the numbers.
Yeah. We've got one item left on our list.
The capital city.
Capital city.
I got one that I think we've gotten before. Hmm. The Eurasia Nuthatch.
We did a nuthatch. I don't think it was the Eurasian one.
Yeah.
It was a different nuthatch.
I think my article's interesting.
I'm into mine.
Morgan, welcome back, present. You can go first. Or last. Your choice.
Ooh. Tough pick. I'll go first. I got Escalera's bat. It's a European bat in the genus Myotis, found in Spain, Portugal, and far southern France. It was first named in 1904, but was included in Natterer's bat until molecular studies, first published in 2006, demonstrated that the two are distinct species. Unlike M. natterari, which lives in small groups in tree holes, M. escalerae forms large colonies in caves. Females start to aggregate in late spring in maternity colonies, and their young are born in summer. Species spends each winter in hibernation colonies, usually in caves or basements.
Oh, hold on, though. Caves or basements? I mean,
yes,
what are those things people live above? Like, maybe bats should not make their homes in there.
Maybe.
I don't know, Danny. Think of all those naturally occurring basements all over the world that just appear in cliffsides, fully furnished basements that have bats in them.
Oh, yeah. And it's a medium-sized, mostly gray bat with lighter underparts. It's got a pointed muzzle, a pink face, and long ears. The wings are broad, and the species is an agile flyer.
Off the bat, I like that one because it kind of describes like a society and everything. Like there's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah. I like how I'm going to draw attention to your unintentional pun of right off the bat. All right.
Careful. That's like 3 seconds away from drifting into Everybody Loves Raymond.
No.
Danny, what you get?
So I got the Gilden Morden boar.
Ooh.
It is a small copper boar from the 6th or 7th century England that was found in 1865. It was believed to be something added to the top of a helmet. Basically, it's a small metal boar that is kind of important to iconography in Europe. Like, they're sacred to a Celtic goddess, and the boar was also kind of used in a Roman legion symbol, and it's apparently also mentioned in the poem Beowulf.
It took me longer than I want to admit to realize that you were talking about, like, a literal metal boar and not like some kind of species of boar. And I was like, wait, I'm confused.
Yeah. Like that was my first thought. Like, oh, it's another animal. No, wait, tiny metal animal. Eddie, what do you got?
I had, as mentioned earlier, the Eurasian nuthatch, which is just a fun word to say. It's found throughout Europe and Asia, as the name suggests. I'm looking at the map now. It's just a giant band of green stretching from like Spain to Japan, just all over the place. What's it? Their habitat is they prefer deciduous trees and nest in holes, either naturally occurring ones, but also sometimes old woodpecker nests, just stealing up that old unoccupied property. Not stealing, occupying. Fuck it. There's no theft. No theft in bird real estate. And then sometimes, like if the hole's too big, the female of the pair will plaster it with mud to reduce its size. And often kind of does that all up inside. So they move into some place and immediately start redecorating.
Very industrious.
It's a burb. It's a burb that there's lots of. And I'll be honest, I think it's the weakest of the three. I would be happy with either the tiny metal boar or the bat with lots of societal rules.
The thing that pushed me over in the side of bats is that they live in caves. And like a capital city located entirely within a cave is kind of a cool idea.
Ooh, yeah.
That's cool.
I do like that.
All right. I might have been won over to the bat side. Because I was initially thinking the boar was like cooler, but like now I'm like, ooh, maybe my bats have a chance.
All right then. What kind of bat is it again?
Escalera's bat.
Eras.
I'll put the link to it in the chat. It's a pretty short article, so there's a lot to play with, I think. A lot of room to adjust.
What? That's so small. 0.8 to 0.34 ounces body mass. And that's a medium-sized bat.
Wow, and Aragon colonies contain 50 to 880 individuals. That's a really broad...
Yeah, that's a range of...
And Catalan colonies are known to contain over 100 bats. That's much less specific. Why is it so specific in Aragon?
Oh, and it's classified as least concern in terms of conservation status, so it's not endangered or anything. In France, it is listed as data deficient because they only discovered them there in 2009.
No.
So 15 minutes. Let's get started before our brains crap out entirely. Yeah. What the hell is the name of the capital city? Escalera?
Maybe. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, I like it.
Escalera.
Yes, Escalera sounds good.
And Danny, you mentioned the idea of having a city built in a cave.
Yeah.
How would you imagine that as like some sort of capital metropolis?
I kind of like the idea of maybe, I don't think it's specifically said whether they're like kind of hanging upside down bats. I think all bats are that way though. So maybe like it's kind of like built on the ceiling of the cave. Like, kind of like reverse skyscrapers almost.
Ooh,
I like that. And like it's like suspended from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Ooh, and maybe there's like a giant body of water below. Cause I kind of just aesthetically, I think that would be real neat.
Yeah.
Like the lights of the city reflecting downward.
Ooh, and some like luminescent moss on the sides of it to kind of be like city lights.
Yes. Oh my god, love that.
Yeah, definitely. I like that a lot.
Now, did this start, is there a reason it's underground? Did it like start off as a bat city? Or is this maybe like on the ruins of some past civilization that was built into a modern city? Like what's the history of this place?
I kind of like the idea of maybe it being a bat city far back in its history. And mm-hmm. over time, just other creatures moved in and like it just slowly expanded. And it's now, you know, lots of different creatures live there. Mm-hmm. Harmony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they've made lots of accommodations for like species who aren't able to fly. There's like bridges mm-hmm. between the buildings and
yeah.
light sources for those who aren't good with echolocation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a theme of accessibility in this city.
Yes, mm-hmm. definitely. Uh-huh. It's like just very welcoming. Like the bats were like, yeah, let's bring other people to hang out here and live here because just all the changes that get made, it's even beneficial for the bats who already lived there, you know, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. it, you know, minimizes danger. And maybe if they need to go and maybe if like somebody loses something in the big body of water on the ground, like there's species that can dive, like there's some otters or something like that.
Yeah. Or maybe there's like fish people in there, mm-hmm. not to connect it back to a previous season or anything.
I imagine these are like a little more cartoonish fish people, like yeah. their head is a fish, but they've got mm-hmm. like human bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah, reverse mermaids.
Oh, even beyond that, like they've got like humanoid like full body, but the head is looks literally like just a fish.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one gif of like the fish thing in a suit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Business fish.
Yes, that's
business
it.
Business fish.
Yeah, a little bit. All the fishes look like business fish.
Mm. Nice. Into it.
I like in the article, it's something that stood out was like the discrepancy in like the population numbers between in those two cities, the Aragon and Catalan colonies.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there were like, I don't know, two different groups of bats that had different ideas on like whether they welcome other people in. Or keep it to their bats only. And I don't want to say there was like a whole war about it because we're trying to keep this fun and light.
Yeah.
Even though there are like dead things roaming around out of just bones everywhere in another part of this world. But I like the idea like maybe, what was it? The Aragon ones had like smaller numbers. So maybe they were the one who were the group that was trying to be more exclusionary.
Yeah. And it's not even like they were strictly exclusionary. They just recognize like, okay, well, everybody else wants to grow this city we live in.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to focus on our own isolation and spiritual growth. And they formed like their own small colony that's just very isolated in a, maybe like a nearby cave.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Like there's still like a separate group.
It's not like out of we don't like these people coming in. It's more just like, we want to focus on the essence of being a bat
mm-hmm.
at this time. And some bats go and live in that colony for a time, like as a spiritual retreat or something like that.
What if it's like kind of Amish style, like Rumspringa? Like all the bats kind of go to this bat colony to mm-hmm. focus on like bat business, and then they can choose to remain there or go back into the wider city.
That's what I was thinking. Like, kind of like it's just, you know, a different way of life.
And yeah.
It's not, you know, encouraged or discouraged to stay or leave that colony. It's just like, okay, you know, if you think this is better for you, then you can stay. And if you don't, you can go. It's fine.
Yeah. Like nothing against those people, but this place is especially for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want that, it's here for you. But if you don't, like no fault against you if you choose to return.
Yeah, like maybe in that separate colony, like there is absolutely no light whatsoever to, you know, allow a bat to focus more on its own echolocation rather than using the light that's needed for other creatures.
And I'm imagining it's almost like a reverse Rumspringa, where because they've got the whole city around them with all these different things going on, and they're constantly exposed to that, but then they kind of go off to this little quieter thing, and it's just mm-hmm. bats, and it's a little more stripped down. There isn't the bioluminescence. It's I think maybe some bats come away from that thinking, oh no, this is the kind of quiet I need in my life.
Yeah.
To be who I want to be. And then others are like, nah, fuck this. I want to hang out with like elephants and dogs and fish things.
Yeah.
So the kind of question I've been trying to parse over is, why is this the capital city of the nation? Like, was it particularly important? Was there a historical context? Was it like named the capital because it was like the best city?
Maybe it kind of try to remember anything about the previous episode. maybe after like the weird bloat of that super bureaucratic city.
Uh-huh.
People left that city, they realized like that was bad. We need a fresh start. And maybe the bats had been all that time saying like, y'all, this is going to fail. That all that bureaucracy, that's going to be a big problem.
Maybe for like less negativity, it's kind of like the Olympics where different cities apply to be the capital city.
Ooh.
Like every
100 years or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So this
is like a rotating capital, and this is the current capital.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love that. I like that a lot. And maybe that was like part of some agreement when like different nation states in this continent, when they first came together, that was part of the agreement. Like there's not one set capital, like each of these cities is still important.
Yeah.
But the seat of government changes every 100 years.
Hmm.
I really like that. What haven't we covered here? What I feel like there's like a hole in the middle of this thing.
I mean, the kind of things our host would be into. What are some like restaurants and like historical and stuff?
I mean, well, there's that connection with the other bat colony, which I think is full of history, and I'm sure maybe there's like a museum that's kind of separate from that caters to outsiders who want to see it without disturbing the sacred goings on.
Sometimes there's tours or, you know, special visits because, like, even though those bats live separately, they still don't want to, you know, not be a part of the world. So they welcome outsiders to, you know, see how they live and see how they lived far in the past, because it's like, it's kind of like the Amish thing. It's like almost an encapsulation of a past way of living.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's definitely like certain times that they welcome visitors in because they probably have to like set up some level of lighting and account for that so that, you know, any bats that live there who can't stand that can just make sure to be in their little bat homes in the cave while that's going on. But yeah.
And then when it comes to, because it's a larger city, I want to say there's just any kind of food or restaurant imaginable in this world or any sort of nightlife.
Yeah. I was looking in the article. There's nothing about what the bat eats.
I know. I'm
assuming like bugs and spiders and stuff, but
probably.
Like this is a global city. Otherwise it wouldn't be chosen for the capital. So like there's been a lot of kind of like openness in terms of like, hey, whatever your culture's cuisine is, there's somebody here who can make it authentically the way you like it.
Like maybe there's like one particularly fancy restaurant hotel called the Mushroom Cap.
I love it. That's so good. Yeah, there's like maybe that's some of the housing too, like mushrooms that spring up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a separate area that's not necessarily clinging to the top of the cave, but people around people live in these mushrooms around the lake. But yes, the giant one is the Mushroom Cap.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like what the signature restaurant would be, or like what would be the food item you can't get anywhere else. And maybe the moss they use for lighting is also edible.
Ooh, yeah.
And
it's almost kind of a fun novelty. Like you eat a bunch of that and suddenly your stomach glows for like 12 hours.
Yeah. And it's like, it's so exclusive because it's really difficult to prepare.
Yeah.
It's
properly. Easier because it could.
Yeah.
Because I want to make sure it's not like people are just going to be walking around eating it off the wall.
Damn it, Trevor, you ate the neighborhood's lights again.
And maybe like it just makes you really sick if you eat it just like when it's growing out of the wall or ground, but like after it's prepared in the restaurant, like it's just, it takes some time to prepare, but it's like really delicious and fun and exciting when you get to eat it.
Oh, maybe you glow like red if it's not prepared right. Like that's a tell. There's like a visible tell, like that you ate it wrong, and that's like a viral challenge among teens.
Oh my
To eat the moths unprepared.
Oh fuck yeah!
And it stops glowing completely after like a couple hours after you've harvested it. So it's very fresh, and there's probably like a kind of submarket of people who are trying to like artificially color or like find out some way to make it glow longer, just to kind of like try and export it to other people. It just doesn't last. You can only get it here.
I'm sure there was like an era, like, you know how in the 50s and 60s cookbooks it was like just put everything in Jell-O. It's like just, and with the grossest pictures of the food, I'm imagining there was like an era in the city that was similar where they're just trying to preserve it in Jell-O, and maybe that helped a little bit, and they thought like this is the fucking game changer. Now you've just got moss and gelatin, and it's gross, but hey, it lights up for an extra half hour.
Moss gelatin.
What's like, so beyond the colony, like what are, and the mushroom cap, the fanciest of fancy hotels, because you get a view of the city and the water, what other like big locations are there here of importance? I'm guessing some sort of like state house, some sort of like capital structure. We just hit the timer. Do we want to push it back for do our three minute edition just to kind of finish fleshing some of this out?
Sure,
I'd be into that.
So let's do, you know, I'll do an extra five, and if we don't need all that, we'll just stop.
Yeah,
cool. Okay.
I had the idea of maybe like a giant stalactite that they've kind of hollowed out, and like that's kind of their chamber of government. Ooh. And it like each descending level is like a different office, like at the very tip of the stalactite, and the smallest office is the president. And then like growing upward, like there's the people in the cabinet, and then the legislatures, and then the judges.
I like it.
I like that a lot.
It's a real top-down structure, but since it's upside down, it's actually more democratic.
It's not a pyramid scheme. It's not an MLM.
No.
It's a reverse triangle.
It's an upside-down pyramid scheme. Where we all just dump on one person.
Yeah, and that's why maybe there's, like, no prestige in the office of president in this world. It's kind of like somebody who's like, okay, fine, I'll fucking do it. Jeez.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah, okay. There's not, like, a lot of clout that comes with it, and it's, that's, like, intentional to maintain the most fair ruling, I guess. I don't know. I want this to be, like, a nice place where there's not, like, weird corruption or bullshit.
There's an adage in politics where like the best president would be someone who doesn't want the job, and so, you know, they find the most qualified person who doesn't want it, and then they get it.
And it's kind of such a tough job that there's no real term limit. It's just kind of as long as you can take it, and the second somebody like announces their retirement, everyone who feels they might be qualified is suddenly like really scared, because maybe there's some sort of like part of their Congress, like a representative from each other level of that government. Like they all come in mass to your door and knock on your door and hand you a slip and say, congratulations, you've been nominated for president. And it's like a copy of your resume.
There's like an entire self-care industry involved in keeping the president just like relaxed and able to function.
Yeah. Oh God, I really love this twist on a presidency. This is good. And like, yeah, the aides are more it's yeah, it's more about like relaxation. So there is like the presidential masseuse, and it's a very it's like a serious position. I don't know what. Okay, so yeah, now what other goofy sounding people help the president get things done on a day to day basis?
Like a whatever our equivalent of like a Himalayan salt crystal lamp would be. It's like his office is just completely lit by salt crystal lamps.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
There's the presidential lamplighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All these are very, very, very serious and respected positions, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, there's more, like, vetting of these people, really, than there is the actual president. Like, you will cleanse that aura so he can do his job.
Yeah.
And maybe or there she's is 2020.
There's... Or them.
Or them.
Or them.
There's a bat representative from that cloistered colony. Maybe that's some sort of spiritual advisor, too. Doesn't matter, you know, the species of the president, but they've got a bat spiritual advisor on hand, too.
And I feel like maybe it's not that, like, people hate being the president. It's just, like, not really an exciting position. So it's like, you know, okay, cool, whatever. It's my turn to be the president. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But like people much more covet like the support positions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's still a tough job. It's no, I want to say like, you know, we're kind of building a corruption free world here.
Yeah. I just like also don't want to like steer too hard into the like, oh, this is like such a hated like task to do that like everyone dreads it and is forced into it, you know?
Yeah
I think it's dreaded because it's like the most work and the most responsibility.
Yeah.
And that's the time again.
Like there's definitely a chance to like do good in the position.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's a strong motivator for people. Like it's a lot of power that you can use to be helpful to people. At the same time, it is a lot of work, but you kind of get pampered all the time while you're doing it.
Yeah, there's a balance. Yeah, and we hit the timer a second ago, and I was saying something as it went off, so I think I'm in the hot seat again.
You are.
Okay.
Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun.
All right, and I will step away. I'll just keep the Facebook thing open, so hit me up when it's
Yeah, we'll message you. Thing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we've been doing it slightly different each time. Like, I think last time we kind of had a thing where we kind of made Eddie kind of try and guess who he was supposed to be talking to.
Oh, God.
Well, we can just do it old school, try and figure out a person for Rambles to interview.
We could have it set up as like an interview with the president.
Ooh.
We could do one of those things where like the host kind of gets involved in like a local activity, and so he's like the masseuse for the day for the president.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
You can be the president, and he'll be asking you questions while at the same time like massaging you and like combing your hair or whatever.
That's great.
What kind of animal is the current president?
A squirrel. Lots of energy.
How long we'll let Eddie ask the questions. We'll just, I like squirrel. And maybe just what you did before you were president.
Say I was probably involved in the postal service.
Ooh, I like that.
As an urgent mail carrier.
Uh-huh.
I would, you know, if like something was really, really time sensitive and couldn't wait to go through, you know, just on a regular route, like give me it and I would just dart all over the place and deliver the mail like much faster than otherwise.
Like same day delivery, get the squirrel.
Mm-hmm. And it was like something that qualified me for the presidential position because it often involved like really sensitive documents. So I was able to be trusted. with the safety of those things and the seriousness of them. And yeah. there was a lot of like judgment calls about like, okay, I've got these five extremely urgent documents to be delivered in five different places in the city. Which order do I need to go in? So I'd have to like go through them and judge which ones needed to be delivered first and the fastest route.
A lot of logistics, a lot of sensitive information. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hello.
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 All right. So what we doing?
Well, this is actually a rare opportunity, Rambles. We have, with the permission of the Office of the President, we have gotten you hired on today as the one of the personal self-care experts to soothe the President.
Oh, and, okay. Is there room for a little self-care for me? Because I went out with, I don't even remember last night, and oh, I need a little self-care this morning, but I think I can do this. What am I doing? What's my job?
Well, in addition to conducting our usual local interview, you'll perform whatever duties the president here has requests of you.
Oh,
why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Your honor, your majesty. Oh,
I'm sorry. I should have changed shirts. I didn't realize our interviewee was here. Thank you.
Yes, I'm here. Hi. I am Aragon Nuthatch, the squirrel.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet. I don't know the customs here. Do I shake hands? Do I bow? Am I supposed to bow? I feel I'm starting off on the wrong foot. I apologize.
It is okay. You are a visitor. You don't need to bow. I am simply a humble civil servant.
Oh, okay. It's refreshing to be talking to somebody with such humility. Although I think our time is a little short for the interview, yeah. So let's
we do
dive in.
To get going. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. I know you're very busy. So what yes. what sort of jobs am I handling for you today? I understand usually it's kind of the tasks are a little more segmented and specialized, but it sounds like I'm doing a bunch of things.
Yes, you are going to have to run some errands for me and give me my daily massage and remind me of any important appointments that I have.
Ooh, it sounds like that's, I think, at least three people's jobs.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Good. I think I can do it.
Yeah, all right. Maybe a minute or so for each of them.
Yes, I believe in you.
Okay. The massaging, I haven't, I'm against declawing, so I hope you don't mind. That it might be a little rough.
Nope, that's okay. We've got special massage apparatuses that don't necessitate having hands that are safe enough to touch. And I am a tiny squirrel, and I feel that if you did not use these, it would not go well for either of us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. Oh, so that's, you know what? All these pipes and levers and tubes and wow, that's a,
yes.
That's a lot going on the ceiling up there. Wow. Okay. To notice yep. that before. So, you mentioned appointments. I'm coming into this fresh. How do I know what appointments you have?
My calendar is over there. You'll just need to memorize it because it never have time to actually check it. So you'll just have to memorize everything that I have to do and remind me of it.
Oh, that's a calendar, that whole wall thing. Oh, I yes. thought those were tiles that had just an immense amount of graffiti on them as some sort of artist no. thing. But wow.
It's a very busy job.
And that's, yes. is that all a month or is that just, oh no, oh no, wait, that's sorry. They're wow. Yeah. I just saw the hour marks and that's, oh, I'm going to need a minute. Okay, so the massaging, the schedule keeping, what what else am I handling for you today?
You have to go and... Did I hear a thing go off?
Yeah, you did. You did. I guess I won't be getting to those errands because
we don't have time. Snap. Let's go.
I'm gonna need a minute to just stare at this wall, and it's not because I'm hungover. It's definitely not that. I'm just gonna stare and memorize your calendar.
Only a minute.
Oh, okay. And go.
My headcanon is that Rambles showed up late to the planning meeting and was like, oh yeah, cool, I'll meet the president, sure.
Run a couple errands, it'll be schedule. Jeez, schedule. What's a fun in a schedule? Fine, I'll do it. Massaging, okay, that's easy. That's summer camp stuff. I've been part of a back rub circle before.
Nice.
Oh my god, I loved that ending to our season. We created some sort of ideal system of government.
Yeah.
Pot of Wonder, solving government bureaucracy problems.
Yes.
If only anyone would listen to us on any level.
Yeah.
Not even for the inspiration, just for funsies.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to us make up stuff.
Yeah.
And also a message that is and should be evergreen, ACAB and Black Lives Matter.
But yeah, also we created a city without cops. I'm pretty proud of that.
Cops. Yeah.
That hasn't been explicitly mentioned, but it's in every episode, no cops in any city we've gone to.
And mm-hmm. fully funded emergency services.
Yeah.
Yep. Community care,
Fully funded educational programs,
mm-hmm.
offering a diverse courses of study. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just anything we wish we had in America, let alone the world. It's just imagine all the good things there.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Pod of Wonder. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Pod of Wonder. I'm Danny. You can find me on Twitter at DannyPlaysRPGs. And you can find the games I make at DannyMakesRPGs.itch.io.
I'm Morgan. You can find me on Twitter at OwlBurning and on Instagram at MorganTheFay.
And I'm Eddie. You can find me on Instagram at MonstersByEd. You can find the games I make at Strange But True Games. Look for the Flying Butt logo.
Our opening theme is Opening, and our closing theme is Glue Glue, both by Komiku.